There's so many things that I could say about this conversation between Hoda, Alandra, and Shelly. I knew as soon as I was watching this that people were going to completely miss the points that Alandra and Shelly were making, because people do not know how to have nuanced conversations. Also, they just refuse to be wrong, and also they just don't care when it comes to things that Black people experience, and that is crystal clear. Got new information that apparently Hoda said she was going to make a post calling out the anti-Blackness that the girls were receiving, and then she just chose not to do that. So you just lied to them about that? It wasn't a priority. If you don't want to call it a lie, maybe she forgot, like she's saying, but clearly for you to forget about something that severe just shows you really don't care. Also, I noticed one thing, which I've already noticed, but it became very crystal clear during this reunion, that Hoda just contradicts herself a lot. Like, one minute she's apologizing for something, the next minute she's doubling down on it. Then she has an old interview that comes out where she said she didn't want somebody to get any hate. She never also said anti-Blackness directly, by the way, which is another point that people are gonna miss. And I've been saying this, by the way, because she never called it out directly for what it was. I'm super proud of Alandra for continuously saying, every time she tried to skirt around it, kept saying, oh, I don't want you to get any hate, I don't want you to get any this, I don't want you to get any that. She was like, no, it's racism. And she had to finally, you know, say, like, I don't agree with racism, I don't agree with this, I don't agree with that. But it's the fact that you were dodging it and not just being very, very direct about something so serious. And it's also the fact that in these other interviews where you say, oh, I don't want them to get hate, but then you go on another freaking interview saying that they bullied you, knowing that it's going to add fuel to that. So to me, all the things you're doing contradict this image you're trying to display. This whole thing felt very PR to me. And I feel like she just wanted to just get out of this reunion as unscathed as possible, because she knows she did a lot of fucked up shit on the season and after, especially. And I just don't think she cares. And I think that's really what it comes down to. And I think it makes me really sad to see that Alandra did care so much about her. And it's very crystal clear that Hoda just does not give a fuck about her. I also think it's very, very valid for Shelly to be super confused about all this, because if you're telling Shelly y'all are good and all this stuff, and then, you know, you're making the claim essentially that she's the bully, it's like you're telling everybody one thing to their face, but then when you feel comfortable to say how you really feel or whatever you think is just gonna fuel the narrative, and then not putting a name to it, which is very dangerous, and then you're also contributing to what Alandra is going through. I just feel like this was a lot, and I honestly hate that the season was as bad as it was and that the online discourse is as bad as it is. I know that's not in the control of any of the Islanders fully, but I think you have a responsibility to call shit out. And I think especially when you see how anti-Black this world is, for you to see that, acknowledge that, know that, have a conversation with them privately, agree to say something, and then just choose not to, I just think that's really sad. I really do. I really think that's sad. Overall, at the end of the day, I'm just glad, you know, that they're all moving on. They're going to all do their own shit. And Shelly and Alandra made the boundary pretty clear. Like, you know, I just can't fuck with you like that no more. Because that's just something that is just not going to be acceptable. So y'all going to say what y'all want to say. I know people are going to be very upset. I already knew the conversation was going to be toxic online. Y'all can have fun being toxic. I'm honestly just ready for this season to be over and for us to move on to something else. Hopefully Love Island Games is a little more positive and less racist. But make sure to follow me for more pop culture and Love Island content.